Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, it's Gresham Fourier. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. All right, Hunter. So we have to get into I know you stumbled into our conversation there. Hip pads, knee pads, thigh pads. How much do you try to avoid wearing all of those in the modern day NFL?
Oh, no, I'm wearing them, man. I need all the protection we can get.
Okay, because there are some guys who don't want any of that stuff. They want to be nice and lean out there. And then, to me, there are those that, value things like their knees and their joints, and they should wear that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely guys that avoid it, but, I mean, it's required pretty much now that what you got to wear it. So, I mean, most of us are wearing it, but, I mean, I would say they're pretty small, low pads that you wear in there, so it's not affecting you too much.
What about a cup? When was the last time you actually wore like a cup protector?
Wow.
In football?
Yeah.
I've never worn a cup in football. Baseball, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, did you play Pop Warner football when you were younger?
I did, yeah.
And they didn't make you? Though. Really? Aren't you amazed that nobody gets hit there? You would get hit on a regular basis, but no one ever complains about getting hit there.
Only dirty players. Only guys.
I've never gotten hit there. Now, I've gotten a ground ball. I've gotten a ground ball that popped up on me. You know, that's never fun, but back in the day, but never a football hit.
Wow. Well, let's get into the Patriots and the Eagles. It is the battle on Sunday, Hunter. And I asked Matt Judon this question. I'm curious for your answer. You're a vested NFL veteran. You're a professional football player. This is your job. But does opening weekend still give you the tinglies a little bit?
Oh, of course, man. Every time you step on the field, I get a little bit of nerves, a little bit of just – ready to go, what I mean? But I've always said, if you don't really have that, man, you don't really care. Because it means something to you. I still have that almost every game. So, it's good. Kind of got to fuel that and be ready to go out there and go.
So when you get your game plan, what is the first thing you look at? So the week game plan, they give you the book. Are you like the guy that skips to the end and says, okay, where's all like the passing plays? Or do you literally start at the beginning when it goes first and second down runs? Like what's the first thing you do?
I probably blink the pass probably first just to see
how involved you're going to be.
I might see it. I might look at it just a little bit. I'm going to be completely honest, but at the same time, then I dive into the run game for sure to see kind of all the different ways to do different things or run different plays and all that kind of stuff. So, do a little bit of both.
Hunter, when you flip on the tape of the Eagles defense, what are a few of the things that jump out to you?
Well, they're really talented. They got a combination of young guys and veteran guys that have been around the league. They're fast. They're big. Their front is really, really good. It's going to be a big, big challenge. They've got some great guys in the secondary that have played at a high level for a long time, make a lot of plays. It's a big challenge going against this defense. They had a lot of success last year. They brought back pretty much everybody, and they've been playing with each other for a few years now. And so, man, they're tough. When you put on the film, I mean, they make plays. They're tough to go against. They're really, really great players. And so, I mean, we're going to have to be ready to go come Sunday.
So when you look at, I guess, the one thing that pops out to last year, if you can just look at like the way they were last year now, they have a different, offensive coordinator, different defensive coordinator, but they had 70 sacks. So what is it? Is it just is it blitz packages? Is it one-on-one? Is it broken plays? Like what allowed them to be so, productive with 70 sacks on the year?
Yeah, I mean, they got great players. Like I said, like their front is loaded, man. And those guys are really, really good players, and they're tough to go against. And it's just, it's going to be very hard to go against guys like that, play in, play out. So you'll have to, you know, buckle up and be ready to go. And, they, I think, rely a lot on just the skills of the players, and they're very skilled, that's for sure. And, I mean, obviously it showed last year and how many sacks they got. So, I mean, goodness, we're going to have our hands full for sure with that front.
Hunter Henry with Gresh and Fourier here on WEEI. I know that to a lot of people on the outside world, there are a lot of people projecting onto your offense. The O-line is this, the weapons are this, Mac that, da-da-da. Within the room, within the, you know, maybe 20 or so guys on offense that are going to be able to get out there and get into the mix, is there a bit of sense of pride brewing in terms of, all right, let's really go show everybody what we're made of? Is there a confidence growing with you guys that you hope busts out on Sunday to kind of shut everybody up in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, we got a confident group, man. We got a balance of young guys and old guys too that have played in this league and are excited to go out there and have a new opportunity this year. It really doesn't matter what we did last year, what we did the year before that, what they did in the past, you know, what's going to happen in the future. We just got to focus on what we got right now, and that's the present and what the guys we got in this room. I'm excited to go out there. I know we've got, whatever you said, 20 other guys out there that are in that room that are excited to go out there and compete. I think that's the biggest thing. We're excited to go have an opportunity to compete. And take it game by game and starts this Sunday.
Have you guys, when you look at their defense, is there anything that they do in regards to what you may be taking advantage of? Is there a certain front? Is there a certain player that you need to be mindful of, you particularly?
Well, I can't give you all that stuff, you know what I mean? Goodness, I can't give you all the advantages that we're going to do, you know what I mean?
Okay, will you wham block Jalen Carter?
I don't know, man. I can't give you everything. Who knows? You might have to tune into the game. I might not. Who knows? But we'll definitely have to be ready to go. Like I said, I've talked about their front. I've talked about their defense. It's a big challenge.
Okay, so be honest on this one. Former tight end to another tight end who's currently playing. When you see a wham block, do you make sure that you just may have a, you know, slight cold on that particular play? Is there something that, or so you make sure you don't have to wham block?
You usually want that teed up against a guy that's going to rush up the field pretty fast, so yeah. It makes it a little easier. And maybe a guy that's like in the low 300s that's going to try to get up the field. You know, the guy that's about 335, 340 that just plays a two gap and doesn't really care about getting up the field too much and just trying to take on double teams, he's probably not the best guy to wham. I've done that in my career too. You know, I've had some bad experiences doing that one. But the guy that kind of rushes up the field and tries to get penetration, sometimes I feel like you can take advantage of that. So the wham block is a unique block, but it kind of has to go against a certain guy.
So a three technique penetrator or a middle penetrator, good. Devon Godshall, no, forget about it.
I feel like
it's like
him
running into the wall, right?
I feel it's like Gesicki and Henry are both like, not it.
Nosy.
I'm gonna stick my face in there for sure. I'm ready to roll, but I'm just saying, hey, specific guys, it works a little bit better, let's just say.
Hey, Hunter, can you talk a little bit about the unknowns of week one? Matt Judon mentioned to us that you can go in with a level of preparedness, but there still is that great unknown of week one. How have you learned to be able to rationalize that in your head as you've gotten older and more advanced in your career?
Yeah, I mean, there's the week one jitters, and no one's really played. I mean, we've had some preseason games, and we got a little action this year. But, I mean, you know, a lot of the starters, you don't get a full game action yet. So this is kind of that first full operation and going in since last year. So, you know, there's just a lot of unknowns of, new things that teams put in, that we put in, whatever it is. So, you know, you kind of have to get a feel for the game early, feel it out, and just be ready to go and be good in situational football. I think that's some of the biggest things you got to do early in the season.
And I know that when we talked to Matt Judon earlier, he would have been on the other side in competing against a guy like Tom Brady. But I want to ask you, how much do the emotions kind of crank up a little bit? What does it add to opening night, or opening day, I guess we should call it? The fact that Tom Brady is back being honored by the masses at Gillette.
Yeah, I mean, it amps it up a lot, for sure, when probably the greatest NFL player to ever play is coming back to get the crowd going and honor him, man, because, I mean, he deserves that and so much more. I mean, he brought so much to this franchise, and he's just a legend, man, and it's exciting to have him kind of back in the building and back in the stadium this weekend. So we'll be excited, man, and honored to have him in the building with us.
Good stuff, Hunter Henry. Thanks a bunch. Stay safe, stay upright, stay healthy. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right, fellas.